You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, hep cats and crazy kittens. This is Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, with a big old bag of 1940s and 50s 78 RPM discs. I'm about to load them into our old Rockola jukebox and spin them around and make them sound for you, baby. The Juke in the Back is your weekly showcase for the soul that came before rock and roll. In this week, I'm proud to dedicate the entire show to a female blues singer that producer Jerry Wexler called the greatest of all modern blues singers, the late great Etta James. She passed away on the 20th of January, 2012, at the age of 73, after a life of great musical accomplishment and lots of personal hardships. James Senna Hawkins was born on the 25th of January, 1938, in Los Angeles, California. Her mother, Dorothy, was only 14 years old at the time and a wild party girl. Young James Senna never knew her father, but it was revealed later that he was none other than Minnesota Fats, the championship pool player who was portrayed by Jackie Gleason in The Hustler. Since Dorothy was not capable of raising young James Senna, she was raised by Mama Lou Rogers, a woman from the neighborhood. But Dorothy was around and would move in and out of her life. Etta James once said that the best memory she had of her mother growing up was watching her apply makeup in the mirror. Even though the young girl ran wild without much supervision growing up, she found salvation in singing. Singing in church, singing at Jefferson High with fellow classmates Richard Berry and Jesse Belvin. When Mama Lou was no longer able to contain young James Senna, she moved her up to San Francisco to live with her mother Dorothy. There she continued to sing, forming a group with other high school girls called the Creolettes. It was while she was in this group that she began performing a song she had written as an answer record to the Midnighters' Work With Me Annie. It was called Roll With Me Henry. All of a sudden, she caught the ear of band leader extraordinaire Johnny Otis. He took her back down to Los Angeles at the tender age of 16. Together, they worked out the lyrics to Roll With Me Henry. Johnny Otis got her a contract with the Bahari Brothers' Modern record label out of L.A., and they cut the tune. The Baharis were worried that Roll With Me Henry was a bit too suggestive to get radio play, so they changed the name of the song to The Wallflower. Johnny Otis changed James Senna Hawkins' name to Etta James, and the Creolettes were now called The Peaches, a nickname that had long attached itself to Etta James. The Wallflower was cut on November 25, 1954 in L.A. and features the voice of her fellow classmate Richard Berry playing the part of Henry. When it was released by Modern in early 1955, it rose to number one on the charts, just like Work With Me Annie had, and it stayed there for four solid weeks. Etta James was on her way, and she's the feature this week on The Juke in the Back. So let's go back to the very beginning. Here's the great Etta James with The Wallflower. Roll With Me, Henry.
Hey, baby, what do I have to do to make you love me too?
You got to roll with me, Henry.
All right, baby.
Roll with me, Henry.
Don't mean maybe.
Roll with me, Henry.
Any old time.
Roll with me, Henry.
Won't change my mind.
Roll with me, Henry.
All right.
You better roll it while the running is on. Roll on, roll on, roll on. While the cats are falling, you better stop your stalling.
First record for the great Etta James, released in early 1955. That's the flip side of The Wallflower, Roll With Me Henry. That's called Hold Me, Squeeze Me, and features Johnny Otis on vibes. You can hear him at the end of that record. He also produced both of those songs. Unfortunately, the great Johnny Otis passed away just 3 days before Etta James. Johnny Otis died at the age of 90 on the 17th of January 2012. In 1 week, we lost two great R&B pioneers. I just love the backing vocals on Hold Me, Squeeze Me. You can really hear the Peaches along with Richard Berry harmonizing. Now let's hear both sides of her second single for Modern Records, released in 1955. They're still playing with the Henry theme. This one's called Hey Henry and features Richard Berry again in the part of Henry. Unlike Roll With Me Henry, this one failed to chart. Here's this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, Etta James and the Peaches with Hey Henry.
You couldn't dance at all, but now you're on the ball. The way you Texas hop, the way you jump and rock.
Talk to me, baby.
You're doing fine, Henry, the way you jump and rock.
All right.
When we do the boogie woogie, shake it all night long. When we do the boogie woogie, shake it all night long. Shake it, Henry, till the band goes on. Henry, oh Henry, love the way you jump and rock. Henry, oh Henry, love the way you take. never part. Be my all in all, my everything. Be the one, one boy who could make me sing. Be my love, my heart in the old time. But darling, be mine. Be a kiss, night and day. Be a smile that will always stay. Be a devil with a love in your eyes. Set my heart on fire. Oh, it's paradise. Be a smile, a kiss in the old time. But darling, be mine. Just sitting here thinking all the sweet little things on that I want you to be. But don't mind, can't you see? I don't care what you be, as long as you belong to me. Be my love, be my heart, be my own, so we never ever part. Be my all in all, my everything. Be the one, one boy who could make me sing. Be my love, my heart in the old time. But darling, what you be, as long as you belong to me. Be my love, be my heart, be my all, so we never ever part. Be my all in all, my everything. Be the one, one boy who could make me sing. Be my love, my heart in the old time. But darling, be mine.
A really fine up-tempo solo performance from this week's feature, Etta James, here on the Juke in the Back. That's the flip side of her second single, that's Be Mine. On the flip side was Hey Henry, another answer record to the whole Work With Me Annie scene that got going in 1954. The band sounded a little snappier on those two numbers, didn't they? That's because that's Maxwell Davis's orchestra, one of the top R&B combos of their time. Now it's time for Etta James' third single for Modern Records. This one brought her back to the R&B top 10, peaking at number 6, and it was written by her high school pal, Richard Berry. His backing vocal group, The Dreamers, are backing Etta up on this tune, and Jesse Belvin is the featured backup vocalist. Man, I'll tell you, this is a piece of rhythm and blues history right here. Here's good rockin' daddy, Etta James, our feature this week, on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. I'm Matt the Cat, and this is the Juke in the Back.
Yes, you're a good rockin' daddy. Come on now. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, and contributors Jeffrey Ehrlich, Scott Velarde, Bob Keller, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the Juke in the Bag.
Life is so lonely. Comes a time when you can't eat. Oh, but when that crazy feeling comes, it just won't let you sleep. Get that feeling, that bad, that old feeling. Yeah, to do something crazy.
Feeling 1955, Etta James backed up by the Dreamers, featuring Jesse Belvin's voice blended in with the rest of those voices. To hear him, you gotta really listen closely, baby, but believe me, Jesse Belvin's voice is there. That was the flip side of Good Rockin' Daddy, which went to number 6 on the R&B lists in mid-1955. We're featuring the early records of the great Etta James this week on The Soul That Came Before Rock and Roll. You couldn't hear these records on the jukebox in the front. To hear this great rhythm and blues, you had to go to the Juke in the Back. I'm your host, Matt the Cat, and up next is Etta James' fourth single for the Modern label.
Here's a song that exemplifies Etta James's tough nature. It's W-O-M-A-N, Woman Baby. Oh, mercy!
Talking about you a main, always ready to go. Now when it comes to moving, babe, you're awful slow and high. Keep me alive, but I got something for all you men to make you cry and holler.
My number, one and only number, one and only number.
of joy will be falling. Arms will once more hold you. The flame of love will burn, and tears of joy will fill my eyes. Oh, my darling, when you return. Oh, baby, the sun will shine. That's when you
Miss Peaches, Etta James with Tears of Joy, written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, released on Modern Records in 1956. That was Etta James' sixth single for the label. And before that, we heard the A-side of her fifth single, Number One. And the set was kicked off with WOMAN, her answer to Bo Diddley's I'm a Man. Her seventh single for Modern Records was a real special one as far as I'm concerned. She recorded this one down in New Orleans with the top New Orleans session players of the day. Mr. Lee Allen is featured on tenor sax, and Red Tyler is playing the Barry sax on this one. Take note of those drums. That's none other than Earl Palmer smacking those skins. This tune was written by Etta James herself, and no doubt it's a tough one. Here's Tough Lover as we feature the great Etta James this week on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a lover that moves my soul. His show knows how to rock and roll, cause he's a tough lover, yeah, yeah. He's a tough lover, woo. He's a tough lover, yeah, yeah. Tough lover. When he kisses me, I get a thrill. But when he does that wiggle, I can't keep still. Cause he's a tough lover, yeah, yeah. He's a tough lover, woo. A tough lover, yeah, yeah. Tough lover, uh-huh. The seven sisters have nothing on him. Are talking about love and he's fast as the wind. Well, the people all talk about he's got me fixed. It ain't hoodoo, it's just that twist. Well, he's the greatest lover ever come to pass. Don Juan ain't got a half of a chance. He can make you laugh, he can make you cry. He's so tough, he'll make Venus come alive. Jesse James's blue suede shoes, cause he's a tough lover, yeah, yeah, he's a tough lover, woo, tough lover.
lover, yeah, yeah. He's a tough lover, woo. He's a tough lover, yeah, yeah. Tough lover, uh-huh. If you got a lover that don't want to love right, just pop him side of head once or twice, he'll be your tough lover.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. And this week we're featuring Etta James. And by 1957, Etta James had spent 2 years without a hit record. You could tell that they were starting to play around with her style a little bit and try and make her a little bit more pop-oriented. Just listen to the musical backing on this one. It sounds very similar to the backing that would be used on Sarah Vaughan's broken-hearted melody a few years later. Here's Etta James with this week's Great 78, Come What May.
I am yours and you are mine, come what may. A love like ours remains divine, come what may. Even though we're miles apart, you're living in my lonely heart. Each night you make the teardrops start in all the livelong day. Oh, I got your picture near me since you went away. I plant a kiss upon your lips each night and day. Bear in mind that you will find a true, and I'll be here with you, come what may. Picture near me since you went away. I plant a kiss upon your lips each night and day. Bear in mind that you will find a heart that's true, and I'll be here with you come what may, come what may.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
I got such a crazy feeling and I got to find somewhere to go. I got such a crazy feeling and I got to find somewhere to go. I got to find the kind of man who knows just how to love me, don't you know? Don't you know? I beg your pardon, what did you say? If you're the right kind of man. Man, I don't dig your sounds at all. Cadillacs don't excite me, I got one of my own. And that don't either. Is that all? Well, don't get mad. Just cool down now. So quick to give up. It may happen sooner than you think. Well, I don't know. I gotta be home by 2. Is that a promise? That sounds crazy. Well, let's go then.
James, the feature this week on The Juke in the Back, with a great tune from 1957 off Modern Records, That's the Pickup, featuring a somewhat humorous conversation with saxophonist Plaz Johnson. Kind of a sexy exchange between those two. By 1958, the Bahari brothers, who owned Modern Records, were starting to scale back a bit. They were moving their modern talent over to their Kent label. Many artists were cut, but B.B. King and Etta James survived the cutbacks. In 58, Kent released this one, a song that I believe should have been a hit. It's a really great tune called Baby Baby Every Night. Here's the late great Etta James, the feature this week on The Soul That Came Before Rock and Roll, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, heard right here on The Juke in the Back.
Glad church bells ringing. I heard a choir singing. I saw my love walk down the aisle on her finger. Standing there with my man, I heard them promise till death do us part. Each word was a pain in my heart.
It's spring of 1960, and Etta James is back on the charts where she belongs. A big number two smash, All I Could Do Was Cry, for a brand new label for Etta. That was released on the Argo subsidiary of Chess Records. How did she get to Chess? Well, her boyfriend at the time, Harvey Fuqua, the leader of the Moonglows, had brought her up to Chicago and gotten her a great deal with Chess. In late 1959, she sang on a record by Chuck Berry under the group name The Ecuadors. And even her and Harvey were singing together. In the summer of 1960, they scored this big number six smash with If I Can't Have You. Here's Etta and Harvey as we honor the late, great Etta James right here on your source for 1940s and 50s R&B. This is the Juke in the Back.
If I can't have you,
and oh, I can't love nobody unless I'm loving you
the way you hug me, the way you squeeze me, the way you kiss me.
The way you hurt me, the way you squeeze me,
can't have you.
I just don't wanna be bothered with nobody unless I'm bothered with you. The way you hurt me, the way you squeeze me, the way you kiss me. Yeah.
Etta James and Harvey Fuqua from the summer of 1960, If I Can't Have You. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's show as we took a look back at Etta James's early records, the records for Modern, Kent, and Chess and Argo, covering the years 1955 to 1961. Once Etta got her mojo back in 1960, she scored 20 Hot 100 R&B hits during the decade. Didn't have too much crossover success on the pop charts, but certainly sold enough records and sold out enough performances to solidify her as a star. But along with the highs of fame, Etta also experienced the lows of drug addiction, bad relationships, and money and legal problems. But through it all, she remained tough, strong, and resilient. In 1993, Etta James was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, proving what an influential star she was. Throughout the 90s and the early 2000s, she continued to tour and record. Her health began failing her, and after a long battle with various sicknesses, she finally succumbed to leukemia on January 20th, 2012, at the age of 73. Throughout her life and musical career, Etta James never compromised. It might have meant from time to time that she missed out on some great opportunities. But at the end of her life, as she passed on, Etta James could feel secure in knowing that she influenced generations of female singers and was number one in the hearts of millions. Her gritty, soulful, gospel-influenced style will remain a cornerstone in the history of rhythm and blues. Let's go out this week on the tune that Etta will forever be remembered for. It was originally a smash hit for Glenn Miller in 1942. But when Etta cut it at the end of 1960, it became hers. Let's close this week's Juke in the Back with At Last. Here's Etta James one more time. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Cheek to a thrill that I
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.